Well, it's great to see Willie Mullins' horses back out attempting to win our greatest race once again. He's had seven runners and he's finished awfully close with Max Dynamite on a couple of occasions. This year they've got two True Self, who we saw in the Caulfield Cup, and also a horse that we don't know that much about, Stratum Albion, who had its first look at Flemington this morning with Dave Casey, who is the travelling foreman for Willie Mullins. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
How are you, Michael? How are you going? Good. Oh, good.
Very well indeed. How did Stratum Albion enjoy his first look at Flemington this morning?
Yeah, he was good. He was happy. Brought him there for a nice fast bit of gallop. And he took it well. I was happy with what he did. Track seemed in good condition. And, you know, it's something we've done before with Max Dynamite a couple of times and Thomas Hobson. So it was nice just to get him away there and get his blood up a bit. And, you know, I thought he worked very well.
He's been flying under the radar, and yesterday the news coming out that Geordie Childs has been booked to ride, which is a huge announcement for Geordie, who, of course, went so close with Surprise Baby last year. And for this galloper, he came second in the Lonsdale Cup, and he's got the typical Willie Mullins form lines with the hurdle runs as well as the flat racing as well. Tell us about Stratum Albion. What type of galloper is he? And can you compare him to those that we've seen you bring out and perform so well in the past, like a Max Dynamite?
Yeah, he'd be similar type to kind of Max Dynamite and Thomas Hobson. He's a horse that stays really well. He's got plenty of stamina. He won the Cesaro, which last year in Newmarket. And like he's a horse that's best form. And when you look at him, you wouldn't know to look at him, but he's actually a horse that likes actually top of the ground, really nice, good ground. And he doesn't get it that often at home in Ireland. And he got it a couple of times, and he won well. But then he won the Cesaro, which on nice ground in Newmarket, and had a couple of runs on soft ground, which did the suit. And as I say, he's been a dual-purpose horse since we bought him, and ran a couple of races, and ran in Cheltenham on heavy ground, which didn't suit. And his first run back this year was Galway, was a hurdle race. And again, it was soft, but we thought he'd need the run, and he ran quite well. He finished seventh. And we took him to Lonsdale in York, again, thinking that he'd need the run, and the plan originally was to go just give him a run there and go to the Doncaster Cup, but he excelled himself. He ran better than we expected. He finished second, and to say that got him into the race, that got his rating up high enough to get into the race. So then we just knocked Doncaster on the head, just to say we thought while he was in the race we'd get him down there and take no chances and hopefully that nothing would go wrong. And he's been here, but as I say, since he's got here and he's got that bit of nice ground, and he's really enjoying himself out here now.
Well, you know better than anyone, it's about how these internationals acclimatise and settle in. So has he been one of the best that you've brought out here, the way he has settled in?
Yeah, like for his first trip, like I remember the first year we brought Max, even he lost 90 weight and he took a couple of days to get back, whereas this guy lost very little weight and he put it back on straight away, and you know, and he's taken everything in his stride, and I think he's just enjoyed himself, you know, he's really thriving. So listen, doesn't make him go and win the race, but the fact that he's enjoying it and he's having a good time out here, you know, hopefully it'll bring a bit of improvement in him.
Stamina, the stamina's no issue for him. When you look through his form, he's a tough stayer. Has he got the speed to compete with an Anthony Van Dyke or a Tiger Moth, the Prince of Arran, who are the top of the market from the internationals?
Yeah, possibly not over a mile and a half, over 2,400, but it is a two-mile race, you know, so I think basically they'll go quick the first couple of furlongs, and if he can get into a nice posse through the first couple of furlongs, I think he'll be fine then. It's more consistent pace he's looking for rather than a stop start. You know, if it's consistent, then it'll be fine. You know, he just doesn't have that very sharp turn of foot, but he can go fast and he has got pace. But it just does take him three or four strides just to get into that top gear. So if they went very slow, that mightn't suit. But if they went consistently nice and he can wind it up, he definitely won't be stopping towards the finish.
How do you compare him to True Self, your other cup runner?
Yeah, sure, she's complete opposite. She's got a lot of pace. I the biggest worry with her probably will be getting the distance, you know. She's a horse that has no issue over a mile and a half or even shorter. So she's all pace, but so they're a little bit like chalk and cheese. What'll suit one probably won't suit the other. But she ran well enough in the coffee cup to a point. If you stopped it at a 300 mark or the 400 mark, you know, she's the last horse off the bridle. She's going well. But I think on the day, It was the ninth race, and that little bit of rain had just chewed up the ground a little bit on the inside, and I think that told against her. If you look, Anthony Van Dyke and Very Elegant, and those horses, they came down the Prince of Arran, they all finished the race down the outside, and I think that was probably the place to be at the end of the day. I think she'll improve a little bit fitness-wise from it as well. And, you know, her work this morning was very good. And, you know, she's Queen Elizabeth winner from last year. She was second in Geelong Cup, so she likes it out here as well. And I think if she gets a bit of nice ground in Flemington, you know, say the distance will be a little bit an issue. But, you know, definitely she if anybody had backed her, she'll definitely be getting a thrill because she'll be one of the last horses off the bridle.
Yeah, the Internationals have been performing so well. They haven't been able to win one of the majors as yet. Who do you think's the toughest from the overseas horses to beat?
Well, obviously, looking at Aidan's two horses, they've run cracking races, Anthony Van Dyke and Armory last week, you know, so they've run real well. And obviously, I think you've got to throw into the mix Prince of Arran, who ran the super race as well in the Caulfield Cup. And he's got the experience and he's got the form from here for the last couple of years, you know, so... Yeah, I thought he one, you know, will definitely get the trip, and he ran a very, very good trial, I thought, in Caulfield.
Dave, great to catch up again, mate. Good to see you out here, and best of luck with both Stratum Albion and True Self in 7 days' time.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks very much.